Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to your Now Radio audience. We appreciate so much you tuning in. We hope that you'll listen for the duration of the program, for we intend to speak only those things that are found in God's holy and inspired Word. If at any time you have a question about something that we say on the program, or maybe you have a Bible question or a Bible subject that you'd like for us to spend time and study on this program, certainly we'd love to hear from you, and you can do so by the address given by the announcer or contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastalbertville.org. This being Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, the East Abbotville Church of Christ that meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 will meet for a Bible study period. We urge you to come to bring your Bibles and study with us. You would be an honored guest. We would not in any way intimidate you. We would not in any way harass you, ask you for money, or anything of that nature. We simply would ask you to come and to bring your Bibles. Observe and hear the things that are said and done, and compare that with what the Scriptures teach. You would be an honored guest if you were to come, and we urge you to keep this in mind. If you're completely, totally unable to come, you can log on to the church's website. It's www.eastabbotville.org, and click on the live feed at 7 o'clock, and you can both see and hear the Bible study period. Also, you can go to the church's Facebook channel and see the Bible study. Also on YouTube and Facebook, these three ways you can be able to see and hear the Bible study period. So we urge you to take advantage and opportunity of this means of being able to study. You know that all men are accountable to the law of Christ. That's a sound Bible teaching, but it's denied by some. The Great Commission charges us to go into all nations and to every creature with the redeeming message of the gospel. Matthew 28:19, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Mark 16:15, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. So this could not be the case if all nations and every creature that is in it were not accountable to the terms of that commission. Another argument that supports this Bible teaching is that the Bible teaches that all men are going to be judged by Jesus Christ, and it's going to be according to the gospel that Paul preached. We read this in Romans chapter 2. Read with me as we look at verse 16. In the day in which God will judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ, according to my gospel, those in the world who reject and receive not the words of Christ will be judged by his word in that fateful day. That's exactly the words that Jesus spoke in John chapter 12. Look at me with verse 48. Jesus said, "He who rejects me and does not receive my words has that which judges him. The word that I have spoken will judge him in the last day." The Bible teaches that the world, what its true condition is, the world is at enmity with God. James 4, verse 4, adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of this world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore that will be a friend of the world is an enemy of God. The world is antagonistic to the eternal interest of God. In 1 John, we're told in chapter 2 and verse 15, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. The Christians at Ephesus, before they became a Christian, they belonged to the world of idolatry that was so prevalent in the first century. And in that condition, Paul reminds them in Ephesians 2 and verse 12 that they were without Christ. They had no hope, and they were without God in the world. You know, when we use this world word, we need to get closer to home. The world, that's our neighbors. It needs desperately to see its condition as God gives it. Only when our neighbors see their position of being lost and recognize the power of change that is able to come about by obeying the gospel, and for them to desire that, it will be a change for the better. We must tell our friends, neighbors, our family members about their responsibility to God. The Bible instructs people of the world how to leave sin, darkness, and enter into a realm of righteousness. And all of this done by obedience to the gospel. If we're truly convicted that our neighbors are lost without God, we'll tell them about their responsibility to Him. You know, the Apostle Paul was a great soul winner, but it was because of his conviction that men were lost. He said of his own brethren as a nation that they were separated from Jesus. Look with me in Romans chapter 9. Let's read those first 5 verses. I tell the truth in Christ, I'm not lying. My conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Spirit that I have great sorrow and continual grief in my heart. For I could wish that I myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren, my countrymen, according to the flesh, who are Israelites, to whom pertain the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the giving of the law, the service of God, and the promises, of whom are the fathers, and from whom, according to the flesh, Christ came, who is over all, the eternally blessed God. Amen. See, Paul said, my brethren are lost. Let's look in the next chapter, Romans chapter 10, and read those first 3 verses. But in my heart's desire and prayer to God is for Israel that they may be saved. For I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted to the righteousness of God. See, he saw his own flesh and blood on death row, awaiting eternal execution. And this deeply moved Paul. You know, I wonder today if most of us, even those of us who have a close association with the Bible and pray with any consistency, really, are we really aware and are we really convicted of the fact that men outside of Jesus Christ are genuinely, truly, absolutely lost? Do you believe that? You know, we're easily mesmerized by the age that we live in. You know, ours is a time of refinement, culture, affluence. And if we're not extremely careful, we begin to retreat from our militancy and from our conviction that men are lost. And when I use the word man, I'm talking about mankind. It's not gender specific by no means. It's all of mankind. We look in on our neighbors. We drive around the neighborhood. We see nice homes, pools, new cars, cabins in the mountains, and perhaps that causes us to think, boy, if they are lost, they are not lost by very much. And thus, we either do not believe that men are lost, or we don't care. Paul cared. Let's go back and read Romans 9, this time just verses 2 and 3. That I have great sorrow and continual grief in my heart. For I could wish that I myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren, my countrymen, according to the flesh. See, there was an unceasing pain of heart. Paul cared about his neighbors because he knew they were lost. The place to begin in telling our neighbors about the responsibility to God is for us to have complete conviction that those who know not God and those that have obeyed not the gospel will be lost in eternal hell. That's what we read in 2 Thessalonians 1 and verse 8. When Jesus with his holy angels will come in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and on them that obey not the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Christ is the answer. In Romans, the 3rd chapter, let's start our reading in verse 21. But now the righteousness of God, apart from the law of Moses, is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God through faith in Christ Jesus, to all and on all who believe. For there is no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth as a propitiation by his blood through faith to demonstrate his righteousness, because in his forbearance God had passed over the sins that were previously committed, to demonstrate at the present time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Christ. So we see then that Christ is the answer. Will we capture the spirit of what Christ spoke about in Matthew 9, beginning with verse 35? When Jesus went about all of the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were weary and scattered like sheep, having no shepherd. And he said to his disciples, "The harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." See, will we capture that spirit and go tell our neighbors about their responsibility? You know, these verses picture our Lord being moved to the very depth of his being. The spirit that animated Jesus was compassion for the lost. We must have compassion in order to win souls. We need also a sense of giving up ourselves for the good of others. Paul said in Romans 9, verse 3, "I could wish that I myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren's sake, my kinsmen." You know, sometimes I wish those verses were not in the Bible. I do not know what that passage does to you, but it challenges my complacency, my lack of concern, my lack of love for those that are lost. Paul said, "I would be willing to be lost myself if it would cause others to be saved." When we reach that point, then telling our neighbor about their responsibility and our loving Savior will become a second nature to us. Our time is up. We appreciate so much your listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow. Till then, we bid you a pleasant good day, and now we turn you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 AM and Sunday at 8:30 AM. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbotville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.